Welcome back to Unzip, the podcast that breaks down the latest AI and machine learning research so you don't have to wade through dense academic papers yourself. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making the show possible. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from physical reasoning in multimodal models to agent configuration optimization. These papers are pushing the boundaries of what AI can do, so let's get started. First up is VisFi World, a paper that tackles a really fundamental question. Do our multimodal large language models actually understand physics, or are they just really good at pattern matching? The authors point out that most existing benchmarks use visual question answering or violation of expectation tests, but these can often be gamed without truly understanding physical dynamics. Think about it. You could memorize that balls fall down without really grasping gravity. Their solution is brilliantly straightforward. Make the models generate executable simulator code. If you truly understand that a ball will bounce when dropped, you should be able to write code that simulates that bounce accurately. They built a framework that tests models on scenarios like collisions, gravity, and fluid dynamics by having them reconstruct video sequences through code. The results are eye-opening. Even state-of-the-art models struggle significantly when forced to commit to explicit physical predictions through code generation. For practitioners, this suggests we need to be much more careful about assuming our multimodal models have genuine physical understanding, especially in robotics or simulation applications where physics matters. Next, we have Deep Image Search, which addresses a problem that's been bugging me for a while in image retrieval systems. Current approaches treat each query image pair in isolation, but that's not how humans actually search through visual information. When you're looking through photos or video frames, context matters enormously. A picture of a coffee cup might be relevant or irrelevant depending on what came before and after it in the sequence. The authors introduce what they call an agentic paradigm for image retrieval, where models don't just match individual images to queries, but actually explore and reason about visual histories. Think of it like having an AI assistant that can browse through your photo timeline intelligently. Understanding narrative flow and temporal dependencies. Their approach requires models to plan exploration strategies and maintain coherent reasoning across multiple retrieval steps. The practical implications here are huge for anyone building search systems, content management tools, or even surveillance applications. Instead of just finding semantically similar images, you can now find images that make sense within a broader visual narrative or workflow. The third paper, CellMaster, takes us into the biological domain with a really clever application of LLMs to single-cell analysis. If you're not familiar with single-cell RNA sequencing, it's a technique that lets researchers profile individual cells to understand tissue composition and cell states. The problem is that annotating cell types is incredibly challenging because markers vary across tissues and conditions. Plus, you're constantly discovering new cell types that don't have established references. CellMaster mimics how human experts actually approach this problem. It uses the vast biological knowledge encoded in models like GPT-4 to perform zero-shot cell type annotation. Rather than relying on predefined marker databases, it can reason about gene expression patterns using its training on biological literature. The authors show that their approach can identify both common and rare cell types without needing prior examples, which is a game changer for biological research. For ML practitioners working in biotech or healthcare, this demonstrates how domain-specific applications of LLMs can solve real bottlenecks that traditional machine learning approaches struggle with. Now, let's talk about NANBIJ 4.1-3B, which caught my attention because it's trying to pack a lot of capabilities into a relatively small model. We're talking about a 3 billion parameter model that claims to achieve strong performance across agentic behavior, code generation, and general reasoning. That's impressive because usually you need much larger models for this kind of versatility. The key innovations here are in their training approach. They combine pointwise and pairwise reward modeling for better alignment with human preferences, and they use complex hybrid datasets for code generation training. What makes this particularly interesting is that it's open source, which means practitioners can actually use it without the computational overhead of massive models. The authors demonstrate competitive performance against much larger models across multiple benchmarks. For teams working with resource constraints or edge deployment scenarios, this suggests that smaller, well-trained models might be more viable than we previously thought. It's part of a broader trend toward more efficient model architectures that don't sacrifice capability for size. Finally, we have a paper that addresses something every AI practitioner has dealt with: the nightmare of configuring agent systems. The authors of Learning to Configure Agentic AI Systems point out that setting up LLM-based agents involves choosing from a massive combinatorial space of workflows, tools, token budgets, and prompts. Most teams just use fixed templates or hand-tuned heuristics, which is both brittle and wasteful because you're applying the same heavy configuration to simple queries that could be handled much more efficiently. Their solution, ARC, treats agent configuration as a query-specific decision problem. Instead of one-size-fits-all configurations, it learns to dynamically adjust the agent setup based on the complexity and requirements of each individual query. Think of it like having an intelligent resource manager that scales your agent capabilities up or down based on what's actually needed. Their experiments show significant improvements in both performance and efficiency compared to static configurations. For anyone building production agent systems, this could be a major breakthrough in making these systems more practical and cost-effective to deploy at scale. That wraps up today's research roundup. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring this episode and supporting independent AI research coverage. You'll find links to all these papers in the show notes, and I'd encourage you to dive deeper into any that caught your interest. If you found this breakdown helpful, please subscribe and share with your colleagues. It really helps other researchers and practitioners discover cutting-edge work. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.